You're listening to SBS News.
On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Australians are paused to remember all 102,000 Australian servicemen and women who've made the ultimate sacrifice. Matt Anderson is the director of the Australian War Memorial.
It was not in vain if we remember. It was not in vain because we remember. It was not in vain since putting service before self never is.
While today is the 103rd anniversary of the armistice agreement that ended World War I, all conflicts have been remembered. Services across the country have brought together the young and the young at heart. 101-year-old Dennis Davis is one of the last rats of Tobruk, a crucial engagement during the Second World War.
We were there at the time we were needed, and we just answered the call, and through the service of so many people at that time, that they have the freedom of Australia today.
Fighting for freedom is a sentiment shared by current Navy Commander Penelope Tremlow.
I understand the freedoms that we are afforded here in Australia. Having those freedoms is vitally important for us, and to fight for those freedoms moving forward is something that I will continue to do.
This is the first commemoration since Australia's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Veteran Pete Rudland says the sacrifice made by those deployed is still being felt.
With all wars, the effects will always be ongoing. That's just part of the game that is war.
In Melbourne, the Prime Minister shared breakfast with veterans and the families of Lieutenant Marcus Case and Private Greg Scher. Both men died while on deployment in Afghanistan.
I want you to know there is no more decent and good purpose than being willing to serve the country that you love. And I know you know that, and I know you know that they knew that. Only the exceptional do it. And we, of course, will always be proud, and of course, we will always remember.
Young men lost, but their sacrifice remembered by many. Lucy Murray, SBS News.